This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, welcome back. Coleman, do we have our guest? Okay. And help me out here. Captain John Ferrer joins us. Captain, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Newell.
Did I pronounce it correct?
Jean Ferrer, yes, sir.
Yes. So Captain Ferrer, just so folks know, is a lifelong native of St. Bernard Parish. She graduated from the United States Merchant Marine Academy in 2006, and she holds a United States Naval Reserve Officer Commission, as well as a United States Coast Guard Master Unlimited License and a first class pilot license of unlimited tonnage on the lower Mississippi River. She is involved in all kinds of different commissions as it relates to navigation on the lower Mississippi River and the open waters, a mentor for Open Waters Louisiana and Women Offshore, while also serving on the advisory board for Riverworks Discovery. She takes pride in developing the maritime industry's next generation. She is also a member of Port Board Commission, Port of New Orleans, a commissioner on the board. So with that, John, and I apologize, I didn't know that we had you already. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, John, a lot of folks don't really understand a lot of what it is that river pilots do. Let's talk about today. Today is actually National Maritime Day, right? And it's we're celebrating National Maritime Month. If you would, talk about that first, and then we'll talk about river pilots.
Absolutely. In 1933, the SS Savannah successfully completed her transatlantic voyage with cargo, to show that maritime is the most efficient means of traveling and moving goods. So that's when Maritime Day was originally created. And today we celebrate everyone in the maritime industry that contributes to cargo movement around the world that affects our global commerce and our economy.
Absolutely. We have spent a lot of time on this show. We have a segment for the port and talking about how important it is and how important it is to not only our local economy, but the national economy with the movement of goods upon the navigable water bodies in this country. And I know that you talk about this as a member of the Port of New Orleans each and every day, right?
Correct. There's a lot of movement. There are 500 million tons of cargo that are moved around. A little over 60% of the world's grain comes right from our river. And as you know, the Port of New Orleans touches 31 states and two Canadian provinces throughout their gateway. And so we really do affect the global economy every single day. And we're proud to feed and fuel the world.
Absolutely. Let me start this way. I had the opportunity many, many years ago to join a river pilot in piloting a cruise ship down the river. And it was a very, very interesting experience. I've heard a lot of folks that are pro-river pilot, anti-river pilot. I said early on when I first came on radio, I was talking about river pilots one day, I wish everyone could have that experience that I had. Because as you're sitting on this huge vessel going down the river, the levees look like speed bumps. That's how small they look. And you're going down the river, the cruise ship, help me out here, John, probably about 20, 21 knots maybe. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, maybe 17 to 20.
Yeah, excuse me. But you're going down the river, and you don't really appreciate how massive these vessels are until you're on them and you're going down this, what we looks to be a very wide body of water, but because of depth and because of other traffic, your lane of travel down the river is really not that big. And it's not too much bigger than the ship itself of what you really can navigate down there. On this particular voyage, John, we left on a Sunday afternoon, and we're going down the river, and we hit rain. And, I mean, it is raining so hard, you can hardly see the bow of the ship. And it was at that moment that I realized just how important it was of the job that the river pilots do. I mean, for me, I mean, I've been on boats, I've been in the Gulf. I was a diver, dove in the lake. I mean, you know, so I've been around water all my life. I was a swimmer competitively. It was no big deal. But I recognized and realized right then and there, wow. I mean, we're just really going down the river, navigating, you know, using radar, whatever other tools that they have at their disposal, because you couldn't see anything. You could barely see the bow of the boat. And then that clears, and we continue down the river, and as luck would have it, as nightfall comes in, and I forgot what hour we actually hit down the river, we run into fog. I'm like, this is absolutely crazy, right? So then I go to get off the ship and to get on the tender, you know, that y'all utilize, and I've been in the river a lot. You know, going fishing out of Venice and everything else. But when you're on the side of the ship, you don't really realize just how rough the river is as you're trying to get from the ship to the tender, you know, and you're basically jumping onto this little bitty vessel. And the only reason I tell that story is I hear a lot of naysayers, you know, sometimes about pilots and what they do. It was an eye-opener for me. It was a life experience for me. I've talked about it many, many times. And I really wish that everybody had an opportunity to get on a ship and go down river or up river with you folks. Because it may seem easy, but it ain't easy. Because you never know what Mother Nature is going to deal you. And you could have a 30, 40-knot breeze coming across the bow, you know, from the port to the starboard or the starboard to the port. And you know, which changes everything. So I just want to start right there about my personal experience, because I know, you know, this has always been a controversial issue with river pilots. And then, you know, I got an opportunity to talk to the pilot about the training they go to. And let's just start right there. I mean, I had no idea about the breadth and depth of the training the pilots actually have to achieve. So, John, if you would, if you'd take us through that training.
Absolutely. Yeah, the pilots, we take our job very seriously. We are commissioned by the state to protect the people, the environment, from all harm. And we take that job seriously. We board the ships at all hours of the night in all weather conditions. And we move the cargo safely from point A to point B, and we do it successfully and efficiently. And we're proud of what we do. We get called all hours of the night, like I said. So, but the training is very rigorous. We like to say it's equivalent to becoming a doctor. You do extensive college time or extensive maritime experience, and you work your way up. And then once you get into the river pilot program, you're able to You ride ships, you dock ships, undock ships. You see all sorts of environmental conditions, high river, low river, and you're able to train under those conditions. And then you get signed off to be on your own gradually. And, you become a river pilot.
How difficult is the Mississippi River? I mean, the hydrology of it is very, very interesting. I think, let's see, author's name on my mind just went blank. John Barry, I think, wrote about the Mississippi River. And it's a very interesting book about how the river kind of rolls. It doesn't really flow, but it has all kinds of navigational challenges, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the river is very dynamic in the bottom, and it rises and falls as the season and the snow melts. Usually, you get the spring rise, and then you also have the cold water with the humid air, which is what causes the fog. And so there's all these different environmental conditions that are ever-changing, and we're constantly battling those and assessing those and using the different tools that we can to safely navigate the vessels, and we do it well. Right now, as people can see, the river's fairly high, and the current's running about 4 knots going down river. So it's almost equivalent to almost like downhill skiing. So it is a challenge, and we accept that challenge. And again, we do it well.
Sean, when you have a 4 knot flow and you're going down river, what is the speed that you have to maintain and achieve so that your rudder actually is of any use or purpose? Does it depend on the type of vessel?
It's a point and bend system. Yeah, so it's a point and bend system naturally, and we try and use Mother Nature to your advantage in order to control the vessel the best you can with obviously the engine and the rudder. So a lot of times when you're going, say, south around bends, you're using counter rudder to try and lift the stern off of the land mass. But it's definitely a strategic way that we use the tools and our skill sets to navigate on the river.
The margin of error is very narrow, right? I mean, you don't have a lot of time. These big ships are not very nimble. It's not like you can correct a mistake and all things are going to be okay in a matter of seconds. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, our life is constantly on risk assessments and looking, what we call is foresight, looking ahead. We're always 5 steps ahead. The river is you have a very active brown water industry, which is the tug and tow boat industry. You have a very active ship industry, and we're all converging together to transload some of these ships and for barges to stay at fleets and for, fleeting work to be done and barges to be cleaned. And the grain comes from the Midwest down and it gets loaded onto ships, whether in buoy systems or it gets brought to terminal operators into their silos, and then that'll get loaded onto ships, and then the ships leave. So it's a constant flow of all these different facets of the industry all in one place, working together successfully and safely.
Sean, you're one of just a few female river pilots. Actually, you're the only female river pilot I've ever talked to, and you're also on the Port of New Orleans, the Board of Commissioners there. How did you get into this line of work, and how has it been for you as one of the few females in this industry?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us. I'm not the first or the last, but there's, compared to a lot of the other associations and pilot organizations, Louisiana does have the most female pilots in the United States as a whole. And I grew up in St. Bernard, very close to the actual Violet Terminal. I went to church across the highway. And growing up in a shrimping community, my dad was a shrimper. I grew up on the water. We came out of church one day, and at that time, there were some military ships that were docked too wide at the Violet facility. And my dad said, well, if you can drive the shrimp boat, you can drive one of those. And I said, yeah, I'd love to drive one of those. And from there, a dream was built, and I've tailored my life and career to find my way on the river. And that's what I've done. I've been deep sea sailing across the world, and just found my way back to the river. And I've had a great opportunity to find my way as a river pilot. And I've really, really enjoyed my job. I have a huge passion for the river and what we do to actually for our supply chain.
All right, we're going to get to a break. We're going to be right back. We're visiting with Jean Ferrer, Port Board Commissioner and a riverboat pilot. We set aside a segment to talk about the Port of New Orleans and the importance of the Port of New Orleans to our local economy and our national economy as well. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Jean Ferrer, a Port Board Commissioner as well as a riverboat pilot. Jean, you'll be pleased to know that on a text line, a lot of folks are texting in and they're so very excited to hear that there are female river pilots. And they're like, I'm very surprised. I always thought of it as a male-dominated industry, and they're very excited for you. They're very curious about you. You know, and the fact that you grew up in St. Bernard, I know that there's a project that you're taking under consideration in your role as a board member of the port. Your thoughts about the Louisiana International Terminal being built?
The Louisiana International Terminal is a once-in-a-lifetime greenfield project in 35 years, and it will be the largest local public economic development project in the state's history. We have a very instrumental pivot point in history today to really position the state and the region for commerce. One in four jobs are attributed to the maritime industry, and this new terminal will bring over 18,000 jobs and $1 billion total local and state revenue by 2050. So it's a very broad opportunity, unique opportunity that we have. There are a lot of businesses that feed into the ports. As you know, the history of the river has to do with commerce and why the river exists today. And so through the Port of New Orleans, we are advancing economic prosperity, which is the mission of the port. And so that's what the terminal down in Violet, which will help with the air draft issue of the current ships going on the Crescent City connection, will solve. So it's a very unique opportunity for our state and our region.
Yeah. I mean, as a river pilot, it's got to be kind of exciting for you as well, right? I mean, I understand that these are some of the largest ships in the world. Is that true?
Yes, they are pretty large. We also service the Plaquemines LNG facility, which we're starting to see larger ships there too also. So it's definitely an exciting time in the port world and what we're doing today.
And the Port of New Orleans is, if I remember correctly, it's one of the busiest ports in the world, right?
Correct. It is the largest port complex in the world. The Mississippi River is like the third largest, longest river in the world. And so there's a lot of back-end supply chain that feeds down the river and out of the deep water, the five deep water ports on the lower Mississippi besides Lake Charles.
So I got to ask you this question. So as I jumped from the cruise ship to the tender, my knees were knocking. Do your knees still knock after all these years?
No. But it's definitely a learned art.
You do understand why my knees were knocking? Do you understand why my knees were knocking?
I absolutely. Some climbs are better than others, and the conditions are always a factor, getting on and off the ships. But, I mean, that's what we train for. That's, you know, what we signed up for, and we're proud to do it every day for our state.
Well, as we sat there with the hatch open in the side of the ship, and they were describing what I had to do, I looked at them and said, are y'all freaking crazy? And they all started laughing, and they said, you got to go. You got to go now.
And, yeah, the timing is everything.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and it's like, on my command, do not hesitate. I said, yes, sir, I got it. Got it totally. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I wish we had more time to talk even more. I'm very excited about you're the first female river pilot I've ever talked to, and I'm excited about that and glad to hear about all the success that you're having and your role on the Port of New Orleans as well. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Noel. Have a good one.
Thank you, ma'am. That's Sean Farrar, Port Board Commissioner, as well as a riverboat pilot. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.